Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taste of Buffalo this weekend, starting tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning, runs until 9 on Saturday, until 7 on Sunday. And our Taste of the Taste ends with Cecilia's Ristorante. My first question, Ristorante? Restaurante? Oh, help me out here. I'm not very cultured. What's going on with the name?
So it is Cecilia's Ristorante.
Ristorante.
Yes, it's okay. Just more of an Italian flair.
It feels fancy even before you walk in. That's the perfect, you know, you're setting the tone just when you look at it. All right, I'm going to have a good dining experience.
And that's definitely what we want to portray. We have a very guest-forward approach to your dining experience, which goes all the way from the food we prepare to the service you're going to get from our staff.
All right. So this is Mark Malkiewicz, as you've been hearing, from Cecilia's.
Good
and
morning.
Peter Amborski is the chef at Cecilia's. So you
I
brought,
am. Good morning.
You made everything we're about to try.
Yeah, we brought some meatballs along and some toasted ravioli, both of which we will have at the taste.
Okay. What is special about them? We'll start with the meatballs. The meatballs first.
It's just an old Hold Steady classic. It's just, if you like meatballs, it's something that we focus on our menu. We got them on pizza. We have them on our spaghetti. We just have them as an appetizer, and they're delicious.
They look great. I mean, they're big meatballs, too, and you are probably mass-producing them this week, right?
Yeah, we are going to be...
I'm pretty much a factory.
...in the back, kind of rolling meatballs all day today, getting ready for the taste.
Okay, I'm about to taste one of these meatballs, but before I do, you have to... understand and go to @NewsRadio930 on Twitter, see the picture. You know, we've had people come in all week long for the Taste of the Taste. This is the first time this has actually been, like, plated for us, you know, here. And I've never seen such an elegant display of food on a paper Dixie plate before, because I've got the plastic silverware.
We try to take it to that next level.
Yeah, that's our guest-forward approach, as we were discussing earlier.
It looks tremendous. Check out the photo at NewsRadio 930. Meatballs, that's got to be a popular, and even the fried ravioli that we're seeing here, too, that's like the perfect walking-around food for the Taste of Buffalo.
Well, I think everybody has that kind of comfort food feeling when it comes to meatballs, right? I can't imagine anybody who says, nah, I don't like meatballs. Everybody loves meatballs, and so we're really proud of ours. And like you said, it's easy to walk around with. You're not going to make a huge mess, and it's just fantastic. Everything about it is delicious.
As it turns out, great for breakfast, too.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Wow, sure.
Put it on my cereal.
Give me that high marks. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
And the fried ravioli, I'm about to try that. What's special about your fried ravioli, Peter?
Well, we crisp it, and then I toss it in Parmesan cheese, a little salt and black pepper, and our house sauce that we've had from the beginning, 17 years strong.
Okay, you have everyone has a healthy option. What's your healthy option this year?
I'm running with a vegan eggplant parm, so grilling eggplant. We're making a house vegan marinara, and I also make vegan Parmesan cheese. Which is kind of an interesting
wow,
take.
Okay, that's a little bit different.
I'm not going to give you away my trade secrets, but
right.
It's going to be something that you don't want to miss.
All right, so where can people find you at the Taste? Because I know anyone who's probably been to Cecilia's before is going to be looking for you this weekend.
So we're going to be on the corner of Delaware and Cary, so I think it's two blocks in from the Delaware entrance, and we're going to be on the right-hand side if you're walking towards downtown.
All right, near New Era.
Yes, right near New Era.
That's kind of a good landmark for people to know that they should look for you around there.
Well, it's good and bad, because then you're going to have the best of Taste of Buffalo, so everything else is going to be like, I guess, not as good as Cecilia's. So.
Right.
What does the Taste of Buffalo do for your guys' business?
I think it's not only gives the staff a chance to see something beyond the four walls of Cecilia, so it's a really fun day for us, but it gets our name out there to not just the people of the Elmwood Village, but all the Buffalonians, and then the people who come to see us from Rochester or from Syracuse or from all over the country who come to the Taste of Buffalo.
Yeah, it gets our name out there all over. It's just a fun event to do.
Yeah, kind of fun to be associated with
this.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. And for both of you, while Cecilia's has been in the Taste for years, this is your first go-around, right?
Yeah, I just moved back to Buffalo. I was born and raised here, and then I kind of went away when I was 18 to Florida for school because I said, Miami sounds fun. I'm done with snow. But I miss Buffalo. I came back and loved the restaurant business, so I got in it. And this is my first year participating in the Taste.
All right. Yes, and I was I grew up in Wyoming County, about an hour southeast of here. I went to the Culinary Institute of America. I spent 13 years in Boston, Mass. I worked at the Ritz-Carlton for 5.5, 6 years. They sent me all over the globe. So
you came home too?
Yeah, about 3 years ago. I had one nephew, now I have two. So go Bills. Family first, you know, but Sabres and the Bills brought me home, you know?
Are you sure you guys know what you're in for, being your first Taste of Buffalo? Do you have other people to help you out to know what to expect?
I've got tons of hands.
Yeah, we got a good crew.
It's going to be a blast. We've got a really great crew at Cecilia's.
All right. Well, we'll look for you this weekend.
They work really hard.
All right.
I'm sure they're working really hard this week.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to finishing my meatball here because that's one thing. This is like a trick of the trade. You have to figure out when to take your bites when you have to talk into a microphone the entire time. It can be a little rough at times. Well, thank you. Check out, by the way, Cecilia's Ristorante, all the restaurants, too, who joined us throughout the week for our Taste of Buffalo. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're going to want to try the meatball. That's the bang for your buck.
All right, and I had the fried ravioli, and it was awesome.
Thank you so very much.
Perfect. All right, thanks, guys. Our whole Taste of the Taste series available on demand at WBEN.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.